Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Kitty. And I have with me today...
Cobra.
Hey, Cobra. Are you ready to deliver some news? It's been 3 months since we've got to do a podcast, so here we go. Okay, so we have an event going on right now, and it's the Guardians Chronicle.
Yep.
Okay, so far we have how many kills, Cobra?
6,294,570.
Nice. But we've only got one panel unlocked, so we've got the half price clothes and parts for 3 weeks. But we still got quite a few panels to go. Let's see, we have 7. Or is that? It's 8. Well, actually, we still have 7 left, but there's 8 panels total. Okay. Okay, so, we have to figure out how to get those open. We got to work our hind ends off. And, let's see. So, while we were gone, there's been quite a few updates. And, let's see, I'll go ahead and start with October. Basically, we did the Maximum Attack X. This is the rewards and stuff. The Maximum Attack X, you guys got the half price clothes and parts, full Luminous services, and the 10 times daily payout of the, Voyal coins, and your boosted Photon Art Experience payout, and let's see. Then the Guardians Boost Road. You guys got that. Dusty Mines and Caves of Ice. Awoken Serpent. And your new missions. I'll let you do that in Cobra.
The new missions, you had Dusty Mines, which was a whole new mission, C through S3. Start Lobby was the Casino Boreal and Start Counter Grainix Mine. Area and end lobby was North Continent Viotonga. And S3 was added to Caves of Ice and Awoken Serpent.
Nice. Okay, so the mission updates was the Meseta and MP awards of Caves of Ice, C through S2 were boosted, and the clear boxes were added to the end of Caves of Ice. The item drop changes were made to the clear boxes of Awoken Serpent A through S2.
And there was a system update. Bill Deaver's level 175 through 199 dropped an item that had been changed from board for Bill D Axe to Bill D Horn Axe.
Okay, nice. And I'll let you do the item updates because, I am about pronouncing things.
Yep. Let me flub it up. Let's see. The following items were added to the clear boxes of Awoken Serpent A through S2. A, Snek Reg. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
S through S2, Snek Fee. And... the following items were added to the clear boxes of Dark Guide C through S. C, Sevabunga. B, Sevaborga. A through S. Sevekuk. And there is a rotation in the casino, but I believe that's been changed by now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so through November. Let's see here. Go ahead and start. I think it starts at... So yeah, basically you got the second half of the rewards were happening. And you got the Mega Holy Fortune for all races. The weapon grinding boost success rate was up by 15%. The synthesis success rate was up by 20%. And let's see. You guys got the Parm Collectible. And also... now, bear in mind that it says that you have until see, January 30th of next year, 2012, to collect your tickets. You've got the Twin Disco tickets, which is a TD ticket. You've got your Soul Eater ticket, and which is a SE ticket. And you got your RP ticket, which is the Rocket Punchers. And looks like they got some pretty good element, you know, stats on them. The Disco has 50% attribute rate, and the Soul Eater has 45% attribute rate, and the Rocket Puncher has 50% attribute rate.
And there's a new mission added. It was added to the Residential Security Department. Reward Trading Post. Cloud City, third floor. Of course, the start counter is Resident Security Department. And in lobby is, of course, third floor.
Okay, you want to do the Guardians Advance style?
Sure. And new styles was added. You have weapon style, direct attack. And you have shield styles, protection. Photon shield 2, photon barrier 2, diminished fire, Diminish ice, diminish thunder, diminish earth, diminish light, and diminish dark. I believe that I mentioned that the last nine things I mentioned was shield styles.
Yeah.
Extra styles, you have old fashioned.
Yeah, that hides. Means, yeah, I was going to say, it does hide the photon glow of the line shield. So if you have like an outfit on, it doesn't show your element of your armor.
Yeah, but basically, if you like the way your clothes looks without armor on, you don't have to take your armor off, just look cool anymore.
Awesome. So like all those cool black coats that people wear, they take off their armor so it looks just black, you know? You don't have to do that anymore when you have that. Okay, yep. So let's see. Yeah, you already did that. Okay, seasonal lobbies. Autumn. The decorations will be up in Clay's and Otaku City through December 1st. Okay, so those are not there anymore that I know of. Like I said, we're not going to be able to play till January. Let's see here. The item updates, of course, you guys will be getting, or should, you know. The following items are available: Soul Eater, Rocket Puncher, Twin Disco, and the Parum Collectible. And like I said, don't forget to collect your item tickets, you know, by 11:59 p.m. PST, Monday, January 30th. So that'd be next year, 2012, of course. That's how long you have until those tickets disappear. So, and they'll be gone forever. So, yeah, you'll definitely want to get those.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're down to December. We've already started a little bit on the December, talk about the Guardians Chronicle. But December 2nd, you had the Winter Special Week, so you guys got the, this happened through December 15th. You guys got the Boosted Experience and MP Payout as part of the Winter Special Week. Mad Creatures and Planes Overlord with their missions. So that's the ones, yeah, and looks like the updated missions was Mad Creatures. C-through S2 has been updated to AOTI standards. Difficulty S3 has been added. And the Planes Overlord C-through S2 has been updated to AOTI standards. Difficulty S3 has been added. So, we'll talk about the other items.
Okay. The following new items have been added to the special training station. I know I'm going to mess these up. Oh well.
It'll be episode Pika one all over again.
What?
It'll be episode one all over again.
Yep. Gika Vajin, I guess that's how it's spelled. Shibu Janali. I know I messed up. Hayaka Ryolin, Rough Strike, Twin Hard Leopard, Farida's Cannon, and Tomato.
Cool. And then you guys got a new GAM. Bladed Legacy R. It's a resident security department. It has been added. So, let's see. To help make recruitments for Guardians Advanced missions more user-friendly, the original standby missions have been renamed based on mission requirements. GAM standby area player 20 or level 20, GAM standby area level 50 or player level 50. The GAM standby area player 60, level 60, type level, guess it'd be type level 1. Not really sure. I guess it'd be the type level. GAM standby area player level 100.
Yep. And the seasonal lobbies was added. Christmas decorations will be up in Claya's, Holtus, and Dagora City until December 28th.
Nice. Okay, item updates.
Okay, the item updates. The following new items have been added. Sob Struck. Prominence Jig. Rough Strike, Demonic War, Hayaka Ryolan, Geeka Vision, Shipu Janelli, Twin Heart Leper, Legerio, Aridus Cannon, Tomato, Bambo Giga M, Calling, Black Trek, Ragul Pump, and Christmas, the Wreath, and the Xmas Box will be added for purchase at the Variety Shop through January 12th. And there was a rotation at the Casino Volio.
Okay. So there was some bug fixes. The bug caused name and description of reward trading post to not appear at the mission, let's see, your mission counter has been fixed. So there's that. And I think we were supposed to start, we could also go all the way to the beginning at the start. And that is about Guardians Chronicle. I think it's going to be going on till, let me see. I promise this podcast is going to get more interesting, I promise. it's going to be going on through January 27th. So yeah, you've got till December 16th, of course, till January 27th of next year. So we've, yeah, got till January 27th to get 7 more panels unlocked. I think we could do it. We just all got to band together and kick some honey.
Yeah, we can hope that we can get it done. I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
I don't see why we couldn't.
Right. Okay, so everybody's been wondering, like, basically, I want to know what is everybody looking forward to in the future. Like me, for instance, I'm looking forward to like the stamp shop or the title system. The title system, I mean, to me, that would be pretty cool. I've talked about this a lot in the last podcast, so yeah, the title system I'm really looking forward to because, you know, if you guys have played Phantasy Star Portable, then you guys would know how the whole title system works. You more or less go out and you kill monsters and come back in, you get like rewards and through, you know, yeah, so it's pretty cool. So I hope they implement it on our server side. So
yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, both of those is actually a very good idea.
Yeah, in the stamp shop, you can actually change your hair. Oh gosh, I'm like one of those people that want to change their clothes or their hair and stuff like that. I'm really just bad. And you guys already know about my whole fashion thing. I'm like one of those type people that would spend more money on clothes than I probably would weapons. It's like, hey, can you get this wand over here, or you can get this nice clothes over here. Which one would you get? And even though the wand would be more beneficial, I'd probably go for the clothes. It's crazy, I know.
And you know me, if it was up to me, my character would still be in the starter clothes.
Why?
I've always been that way.
Okay, so we are on to PSO news. Should I say PSO2 news? Okay. So, let's see here. Okay, here comes some PSO2 news. Okay, so we all know that the closed beta has already started. And for you guys that are lucky, they got in. I wish I could have got in, but I'm not from Japan. Let's see here. Basically, there's going to be a second alpha test because they're going to, you know, fix some things, adjust, you know, make the game better. So that's fine with me. As well, you know, if it makes the game better, then, you know, just tune it up. Okay, here we go. So they're going to be accepting signups from December 15th through January 17th, 2012. And there's they've done a lot of. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures of the My Room. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's like something. That was one of the things I wished for, that they would definitely bring back for the PSO to stuff. So yeah. You can actually walk out on a balcony, like a terrace. So I think that's awesome. Also, I always say awesome a lot. So to me, that is wow. Okay, so let's see. You must be Japanese or Japanese resident to participate. And let's see. Basically, trying to find everything that you guys need to know right here. PSO2 enemies in Human World. The costumes look really nice. It does look like they've done a lot of tuning up. I will post this on my fan site that I have at fantasystar.ning.com. So, you guys can check that out. Thanks to bump.org for posting these pictures, because, wow. They've got some good ones. The character creation has been improved. It says, although it's a slight improvement, now you can make your eyebrow color match your hair color. And it says, also, they are supporting face morphing for casts. Nice. It says later they'll show you cast body morphing. So that's pretty neat. And yeah. I can't wait to play this game. Let's see, there's others. There's so much news. I mean, it's a big thing to cover here, because since I've done the podcast last, there's been a lot of news. And while I'm looking at this news, let's see. I did send you the link, right? Didn't I, Cobra?
To the bump.org, yeah.
Yeah. So. There's some. Hold on here. Okay, so they have like the Christmas Eve 2011 Phantasy Star Online 2 event. Oh, I wish I could see that. Basically, Phantasy Star Online 2 will be presented at the, how would you pronounce that? Arca Harbor, I'm not very good at pronouncing this stuff. Arca Harbor Game Festive, or Festa, 2011, where you can play PSO2's updated character creation feature. And since the previous alpha test in August, character creation have been added. Let's see, character creation has added new costumes and cast morphing. Characters created at the event will be showcased at the official site at a later time. So basically, it's going to be two presentations and 1400 JST Saturday, December 24th at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. And so basically, I think that would be, they're pretty much giving us the time of being in the U.S., I think. But 1400 JST, which would be Saturday, December 24th at 12 a.m. Eastern here in the U.S. And 1600 JST, Saturday, December 24th at 2 a.m. Eastern. So, have to stay up late that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what news did you find?
Well, they have a weapon. An item laboratory.
Nice.
Yes, the 2 introduces a new feature called Item Lab. It will let you customize your weapons and armor units. You will be able to increase the stats of your weapons as well as the attribute level. You can also add special special abilities to your items. Details are provided by Shogai. Item grinding. Boost stats for weapons. Boost stats for armor. Strike power, shooting power, force power. Armor grinding details were not included in the art. Slow. Your item. Weapon will have value added to it, like +1. Gun slash +1, you can strengthen it to +10.
Nice. Yeah, your microphone kind of cut out there really, really bad, so some of that they didn't get to hear, so if you want to repeat it.
The item grinding. Boost stats for weapons. Boost stats for armor. Striking power. Shooting power. Force power. And the armor grinding was not included in the article, the details of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll probably be explained at a later time.
Okay.
And the boost level, when you grind your item, the weapon will have a value added to it, like +1. And then it has, for example, gun slash +1. You can strengthen it to +10.
Yeah, you can do that in PSO, the original PSO.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool they brought that feature back. So, yep. Is there anything else that you found that you thought would be interesting? I'm seeing something right now I really want to mention.
So. Well, they also say what all is needed for it, but it's the same thing as the old PSO.
Nice. What all is needed?
Right. Yeah.
What all is needed? I didn't hear you.
Maceta and grinders.
All right. Very good. Okay, so mags. We're just going to say that. Just mags. Awesome. They look great because you know how I am with the whole fashion thing? They match your clothes. If you're like, not only for clothes, but also if you're a cast, they match your cast. To me, that's just a little thing. It's just, oh, anyway. I'm sitting here looking at a cast, and I will post these pictures. She's black and she has the colors is black and looks like it's like a pinkish purple, so it looks really nice. Her mag also shows the same colors and she has like really light blue hair. She's pretty. I really do love how they put the detail on the mags, and I'm glad to see them bring them back. I'm getting tongue-tied talking about it. Basically they said those familiar with PSO should remember mags. They are mechanical life forms that grow when you give them items. Okay? So they will grow into various forms and will support the player on the battle side and stats. So that's about the mags. And not only can you customize your character, but you can customize your living spaces. With the My Room feature, My Room can accommodate, now get this, you guys ready? 12 players at the same time. Make your room by customizing it with various items. So let's say you have a friend that's having a birthday or something, you can literally have a party in your room. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, you was talking about the item lab thing. So it says, furthermore, you can customize your weapons and your armor in the item lab. Not only can you strengthen your power and defense of your items, but also by comprising the same weapon or what is that? Is that composing the same weapon? I guess, yeah. You can increase the stat or the attribute rate. Let's see, with the feature to add special ability, you can transplant special abilities from other weapons. So that's pretty nice. And I'm looking at the before and after pictures of the Alpha 1 and the Alpha 2. And there is a big difference. And if you look at some of these pictures, like I said, I'll post them on, you know, fantasystar.ning.com. It looks like old Roslam City. I saw these pictures like, whoa, like Cobra pointed that out. He's like, that does look like old Roslam City. And so, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's another, let's see, Fantasy Star Online 2 Alpha Test 2 interface changes. Sakai, it says, good morning, today Sakai wants you to check this week's Famitsu Weekly because you can see information about PSO2's mags and my room. In addition, this article talks about new item grinding feature called Item Lab and new field and enemy. So yeah, and it shows a picture of people sitting out on the balcony, which is, oh my gosh, it actually comes from your room. And you can walk out and you can actually see your, you know, like when you buy those room tickets and stuff like that, and you can, well, transfer, should I say, like transfer mode to Parham.
Transfer Parham looks like you have a little putt-putt golf in your patio.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like you can look in. It's really neat looking. So when you're looking out, what we see now, imagine being able to go outside and all that. That'd be awesome. I can't wait for that. Anyway, getting really excited. But yeah, it says, of course, today it was announced that they are looking to, basically they're going to be adding more people in the Alpha Test 2. And let's see. They'll also introduce a new feature called My Room. Their goal is to check out and see how the server handles more simultaneous connections to than or from the last time, basically. Yeah, I get really tongue-tied when I talk about this. Because, like, I get all excited. Furthermore, anyone's class level that's higher than level 10 will be given an opportunity to participate in future tests. Okay, anyway. But yeah, I do hope that they bring this game to the West. Want to play it very bad. So I hope there's a confirmation very soon. And I love how they did add a day and night system. There is so much I love about this game. But like I said earlier in earlier podcast, you know, we still got a lot of life in PSU, so don't give up on it. You know, we all got to fight hard together and band together and make PSU, you know, the best it can be. And, you know, that's what we got to do. So, you know, I'm hoping that PSO2 and PSU can, you know, be live at the same time. Yeah, basically, you know, you know, if you want to play PSU, you can play PSU because it looks like it's totally different, you know?
Yeah. It definitely looks like it's a different game altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you can still see that it's a part of the Fantasy Star series.
Right. So, don't give up on PSU. You know, it's a fun game. When I play it, it's like I'm in a different world. That's the way I feel, because it's like my getaway. You know, if you have a stressful day at work or just a stressful day, period, and, you know, whatever you do, you get on PSU and it's just like, all your troubles melt away. That's the way I feel. So, yeah, I've missed it. Like I told you guys, this game is a great game, and if you haven't got it, check it out on the marketplace. It's not very much. It's only, I think it's, how many Microsoft points is it? 1600, I think.
Yeah.
And it's only $19.95. So, that's not bad. I mean, I think it's $19.95. It might be $19.99. I haven't looked lately, but you can get it off the marketplace, download it onto your console, your hard drive, play from there, and AOTI is free. They give it to us free, so thanks Sega for that, and thanks Sega for the Phantasy Star franchise, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hoping that you guys are enjoying these podcasts, and tell me what you guys are thinking. You know, like, what do you guys think of the podcast and stuff like that? I wish I'd have been a little bit more organized. I'll go ahead and say that now. I'll put out the criticism there. I should have been a little bit more organized, had my stuff all laid out here and picked out what I'm going to talk about. But I'm not a very scripted person, so I do stuff on the fly, more or less. So I'm not going to have like this really long prompter or paper or anything like that. It's going to be like all scripted. So basically, you get to see the real me, and you know what, like actually see me, but hear me. And you know, this is the way I am. So but let me know what you guys think about the podcast, because it's dear to my heart. So yeah,
to and us, scripted equals fake,
right? And also, it is over a year old now, so the next podcast, like I said last time, will be dedicated to the anniversary, and you know, we'll have some people on there. So if you're interested in joining us, please post on the forums or the site, even the podcast site. You guys post there, and we'll welcome you on the podcast, and you guys can help us celebrate the anniversary. And yep. It is going on 2 years, so, well, we still got a little bit till it's going to be 2 years old, so, but it's already hit the 1 year mark, which I'm proud of. So, yeah. Okay, well, we hope that you guys did enjoy the podcast, and we hope that you guys are enjoying the event. And again, we got to unlock those panels and stick in there. So, yeah, we got to open up those panels. I want to see what's behind them.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening to the Phantasy Star Podcast.
Take care.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Phantasy Star Podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends about the Phantasy Star Podcast. And please subscribe. Have a good evening.